word that's spoken when you're far away from home and you wonder, you know, what is it, you know, when you've been away from home for a while and maybe you talk to somebody that's back at home. And what's the first thing that you ask them? How's everybody doing, right? How's everybody doing? And when you ask that question, you want to hear a good report. You want to hear good news. And so Solomon says here that apples of gold are words that are of gold.
Welcome to Kurt R. Glaive, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Going for the Gold speech. So let's join Dr. Glaive for the first half of Going for the Gold speech.
Choice silver, the lips of the righteous nourish many. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 20 and 21. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Proverbs 25, 11. A word spoken at the right moment, how good it is. Proverbs 15, 23. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Proverbs 25, 11. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16, 24. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Proverbs 25, 11. The mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom. Proverbs 10, 31. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Proverbs 25, 11. God bless the reading of his word.
Thank you. You may be seated. As you picked up in, in the reading of the scripture, there was one that was repeated several times, and that was Proverbs 25:11, which says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Going for the gold. This morning, we're going to be talking about going for the gold as far as your speech is concerned. Going for the gold as far as your words are concerned. Going for the gold as far as your tongue is concerned. Now, this is a very interesting metaphor that the writer of Proverbs uses. Apples of gold in pictures of silver. This is, just think about it. Apples of gold in pictures of silver. This is a picture of something that is luxurious and something that is expensive. This is used to depict the exquisiteness and value of a word spoken at the right time by the right person in the right way. That whenever you speak a word at the right time in the right way, that is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Going for the gold. Are you going for the gold as far as your words are concerned? As far as your speech is concerned. Going for the gold can be, and I thought about this, because we can get locked in to think that it's just talking about verbal, going for the gold. But when you think about going for the gold, you can go for the gold verbally. You can go for it with a handwritten note. You can go for the gold with electronic communications. Or you can go for the gold even with your physical expressions. Do you know that the way you look at some people sometimes, it could be apples of gold in pictures of silver, or it could be rotten apples on a muddy road. You ever hear the expression, if looks could kill? So we need to, I'm expanding the definition of apples of gold to include verbal, handwritten, electronic, physical expressions. That even from an electronic standpoint, people communicate. And your communication can be one of encouragement or discouragement. You know, I know that we have sign language here at Bethany Baptist Church, and we thank God for that we are able to communicate with the whole community. But there's another form of sign language that Christians use. It is with their hands on their computer. And you can either use that to build up or you can use it to tear down. And so we need to realize that there are many forms in which we can express apples of gold. The power of words. I found this poem. A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A bitter word, and man, this is not so true in the political culture of our country today. A bitter word may instill hate and steal. A brutal word may smite and kill. A gracious word may smooth the way. A joyous word may light the day. A timely word may lessen stress. A loving word may heal and bless. We are having a grief class on Thursday evenings here at Bethany Baptist Church. It's been a powerful class, powerful class. And in one of the classes we were talking about things that you say to a person who is grieving. And, you know, I put this together years ago, and I shared it with the class. And so look and see these apples of gold in this. There are some things when a person is grieving that you should avoid saying. I know how you feel. You should not feel bad about what happened. Time heals all wounds. Try not to think about it. You are strong. You can handle it. Those are death words that instead of encouraging somebody, you are actually discouraging. But when it comes to speaking to someone who is grieving, let me share with you a few apples of gold. I'm sorry to hear about the death of your loved one. If you would like to talk about what happened, I'm here to listen. I cannot begin to understand how hard this is for you. I know you had a special relationship with your, and you fill in the blank. You see, at times when people are hurting, at times when people are grieving, you can either present to them apples of gold or you can share things with them that further dig in and wound. So I hope, and I'm going to talk about some things here this morning that we can see. Man, our words have meaning. Our words have power, and we need to use. You know, it's almost like a superhero, right? You know, a superhero, and again, I know this is fiction, so I understand that, right? You know, superhero has special powers. And what's always said about the superhero that has special powers? You can use them for good or you can use them for bad. Man, saints, you have a special power. You have a special power. And it's right here in your tongue. And you can either use it for good or you can use it to wound and to harm. Going for apples of gold. This is my outline this morning. I'm using the word apple, A-P-P-L-E. A is for appropriate. P is for powerful. P is for proper or timely. L is for loving. And E is for encouragement. Apples of gold. The first thing we want to look at is the A, which stands for appropriate words. Appropriate words. And the verse that we have there is Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 25, if you can put that up. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty soul. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty soul. What is that saying? Appropriate words are words. Oh, my goodness. Are words that fit the situation and the person. Appropriate words. Just like cold water is fitting for a thirsty soul doesn't want potato chips. A thirsty soul doesn't want dried out chicken. A thirsty soul does not want something that's hard to swallow. But a thirsty soul wants cold water. And so it is a word that's spoken. When you're far away from home and you wonder, You know, what is it, you know, when you've been away from home for a while and maybe you talk to somebody that's back at home, and what's the first thing that you ask them? How's everybody doing, right? How's everybody doing? And when you ask that question, you want to hear a good report. You want to hear good news. And so Solomon says here that apples of gold are words that are appropriate. Now, I'll say this, and I can say this now because this is the proper time to say it. So what am I saying? Appropriate words at the appropriate time. So I can say this now. Let me do this. Then I'm going to give you the appropriate words at the appropriate time. All right. So here is a saying on a card of a person who has just lost a loved one. All right. Don't say anybody say amen, because I might end up saying something that you don't like. All right. My angel up in heaven. So don't say amen. I don't want to hear anybody say amen. My angel up in heaven, I wanted you to know I feel you watching over me wherever I go. I wish you were with me, but that can never be. Memories of you in my heart that I can only see. My angel up in heaven, I hope you understand that I would give anything if I could hold your hand. If I could hold oh so tightly and never let you go, and all the love inside of me I would to you show. My angel up in heaven, for now we are apart. You'll always live inside of me, deep within my heart. I mean, it's comforting, ministering, but theologically it's wrong. Theologically it's wrong. Your loved one is not in heaven as an angel. Here goes one, another one. My loved one got their wings today. No, they didn't get their wings. God created all the angels on one day. And he hasn't created any more since then. So your loved one does not go. But see, when I'm at a funeral, right? When I'm at a funeral and somebody stands up and reads this, and I'm sitting there, I'm not going to stand up and say, heretic, false theology. Man, that's what that person might need at that time. They might need that comfort. They might need that those words to help them through that time. So the appropriate time is not to stand up and rebuke somebody that's on this front row here hurting. That's not the time to do that. When is the time to do it? Right now, when I'm preaching this sermon. So the next time you lose a loved one and you're sitting there on that front row and they read a card about your loved one being an angel, you can look up at Pastor Glaze and say, all right. So I love what the scripture says, you know, cold water to a thirsty soul. It's appropriate that whatever you are going to share is the appropriate thing at the appropriate time. And so you have to be careful, even going back to what you say to somebody that's grieving, right? You want to say the appropriate things at that time. And so somebody said, well, what if you don't know what to say? There you go. There you go, right? Because Job's three friends, Job lost his family, he lost his health, and he lost his possessions. And his three friends showed up to comfort him. And they were good. They were cool for 7 days until they opened their mouth, right? So I don't know. I believe that there was some healing taking place. There was some ministry taking place by them just sitting there and grieving with their brother. And so, A, if you're going to have apples of gold, you got to say the appropriate thing at the appropriate time. Moving on to the P. The P is for powerful words. Man, when you speak, let your words have an impact. When you speak, let God use your tongue. You know, I like, and I didn't have this verse, but we read it, the tongue of the wise pours forth knowledge. But the scripture I have here, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The tongue is a powerful instrument. It can build up or it can tear down. The tongue is powerful. As I said, you have a superpower. Whether you are saved or not, you have a superpower. And your superpower is your tongue. Because the writer of Proverbs says that your tongue is so powerful that it can speak death or it can speak life. You know, I get cards all the time from members and cards of encouragement. This month I've gotten quite a few cards. And, you know, the words, I take time to read the words, and they are meaningful. They are encouraging, and they speak life. You know, I park my car in the back, the back cave, so I get in and out, right? But one day, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a hurry, and I parked out in front. And this big black truck was coming down the street, and all of a sudden it stopped, and somebody got out. And I was trying to figure out, man, I need to hurry up and get inside the church here, you know. And the brother got out, and I was like, oh, I didn't know what was going on. But as he came around the truck, I recognized it, who it was. It was a guy that had taken one of my classes over the years. And he came up, and he saw me coming into church. He stopped this truck, and he said, Pastor Glaze, he said, on behalf of all the young ministers in the city of Pittsburgh, I just want to let you know how much of a blessing that you've been to us. Man, that thing floored me. And I came into the church, and I sat down at my desk, and man, I just started crying, man. I mean, I just started crying because I said, Lord, thank you, Father. That's all I can say was thank you, Lord. And just that brief time where he took the time to get out of his truck and to say those words, it did something inside of me. The power of words. Your words are powerful. And with your words, you can speak life or you can speak death. There's a false statement. There's many false statements that I've had to correct over the years. One is people say practice makes perfect. Practice don't make perfect. Because if you practice it the wrong way, then you're going to do it the wrong way. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. But here's another false statement that I want to correct if you go to that next slide. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. That's a lie. That is a lie right from the pit. Because Proverbs 12 and verse 18 says this, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword. There's one who speaks, and their words are like a sword that pierces, that cuts, that condemns, and eventually that kills. And that goes back to show you the power of the words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And sticks and stones break your bones, break your spirit, rob you of your life, rob you of your encouragement. Words are powerful. And when you speak apples of gold, you are speaking words of power to another individual. The third thing that I want to say as you go for apples of gold is proper or timely words. Proper or timely words. And this is kind of akin to appropriate words, but it's a little bit different because the scripture says here, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. A word that's spoken, notice the phrase there, due season. Whatever that person is dealing with, whether it's a young child growing up, a word spoken in due season. Whether it's a teenage child, a word spoken in due season. Whether it's an adult, whether it's a senior, it's due season. A word spoken in due season. Whether somebody is joyful, due season. Whether somebody is sad, due season. Whether somebody needs encouragement, due season. A word spoken in due season. Do you know some people around you that are in their due season? They need an apple of gold. It's good to speak a timely word. And I like this. The Bible says to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. What does that mean? That means that you need to understand the season. The season. What is the season that they're going through? What do they need in that season? Why don't you slip them an apple of gold. My, my, my. Why don't you slip on my apple of gold? There was a lady who was on a trip, and she called back home to talk to her husband, and she said to her husband, how's my cat doing? And the husband said, your cat died. And the lady said, wow, that was really improper. You know, you just blurted out that my cat died. The husband said, well, how else could I have said it? She said, well, when I called, you could have said that the cat is on the roof. And then you could have let me know that the cat was getting near the edge. And then you could have let me know that the cat fell off the roof. Then you could have said I went and checked on the cat and the cat was dead. The husband said, okay, I'll remember that. And she said, well, how's mom? The husband said, mom is on the roof. A proper word at the proper time. Going for the gold. You know, you know how to say the right thing at the right time. That takes wisdom. That takes prayer. You know, and sometimes you just can't shoot off at the mouth sometimes. You know, sometimes you got to, as the psalmist said, Lord, put a guard over my lips. You know, Lord, when I speak, man, I want to speak wise words. I want to speak words of wisdom. Just think how powerful an impact you can share with someone in their due season if you give them some powerful words of wisdom. Now, with saying that, I'll quickly come back and say that everybody is not going to receive the words of wisdom that you have to give. So sometimes you got to know, as Kenny Rogers would say, when to hold up and when to fold up, right? Sometimes you got to know, and the Bible, you know, Kenny Rogers, he was quoting the Bible, you know, because what did the Bible say? No, he wasn't quoting the Bible. He wasn't quoting the Bible. But the Bible says, don't cast your pearls before swine. So sometimes you got to have the wisdom to know when to speak the words of wisdom, and then just when to keep them to yourself. But when we do it, our words should count. Our words should have meaning. Our words should be like apples of gold. The L stands for loving words. Loving words. Proverbs 16 and 24. Pleasant words. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. The word pleasant words, they are beautiful words. They're soothing words. They're loving words. They bring sweetness and health to the lives of other people. Sometimes people are down in their soul. Their soul is downcast. And if you just share with them some loving words, look what Proverbs says. They are like honeycomb, sweet to the soul. Look, they might not get uplifted all of a sudden, but there's a sweetness about what you've said to them. There's something that settles down in their spirit that kind of helps them because you spoke loving words to them. How many of these young people today that we see walking around angry and bitter, ready to fly off at a wrong look, maybe?
Thank you for joining us today on Encouraged in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Going for the Gold speech. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Going for the Gold speech, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Going for the Gold speech. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Going for the Gold speech from our series, Going for the Gold. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Going for the Gold is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.